Good morning. Well, maybe some of you have been thinking about New Year's resolutions as we've entered into this very cold start to the year 2017. If so, our sermon today has some additional important ideas for you while you're in this mode of thinking about perhaps changing certain behaviors in the new year. I was out of town this last Sunday, so we had a guest speaker, a person that Q92 radio listeners will know well. Our own Paul Ramo stepped in for me, and I'm grateful to him for doing that. So let's take a listen now to some of Paul's thoughts regarding new habits for 2017.
You know, when Pastor Eric, whenever I prepare a sermon, the Lord always deals with me. You know, deals with me. This is about me, what he's putting in my heart and my mind to share. So, you know what I mean? Okay. What are some spiritual habits we could do or get better at in 2017? I'm going to pick out three of them. Let's talk about prayer first. How about talking to God in prayer? Maybe you don't even, be honest, maybe you don't even do that at all. Or you're a prayer warrior on the other end. Either way, make a commitment to pray. Talk to God more than you do already. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, to do what? Pray continually. What does it mean to pray continually? Well, I'd like to read you a short essay that Luis Plau, if I can find it, that Luis Plau talks about and wrote on prayer. It's absolutely fabulous. I read it 100 times already, and it's fairly short, so just bear with me as I read. Prayer is one of those things you learn by doing. Lise Blau says, I can give you Bible promises on prayer and share with you some of my own experiences with prayer, but I can't do the praying for you. Until you begin to pray yourself, you will never understand prayer. Martin Luther, I love reading Martin Luther's early books, said this, just as the business of a tailor is to make clothing and that of a shoemaker to mend shoes, so the business of the Christian is to pray. The secret of Luther's revolutionary life was his commitment to spend time alone with God every day. And so Luis Plau encourages us to take time every day to spend time alone with God. Don't just give him 30 seconds as you're running out the door, rushing out the door to go to work in the morning, and say, oh Lord, bless this day, especially since it's Monday. Set aside a specific time each day for personal prayer. Luis Plau says, I find the early hours of the day are the best to pray. And evangelist D.L. Moody said this, one of my favorite quotes, and I've heard it before I read this. D.L. Moody says we ought to see the face of God every morning before we see the face of man. We ought to see the face of God every morning before we see the face of man. If you have so much business to attend to, now they're talking about busyness. If you have so much business to attend to that you have no time to pray, depend upon it that you have more business on hand than God ever intended. Make room in your schedule to begin each day alone with God in prayer. On the other hand, prayer is something that should take place during the entire day. The Bible says pray continually. It's always surprising to see how much time Jesus dedicated to prayer. And we're going to look at Jesus' dedication to prayer. He never considered himself too busy to pray. As the obligations increased and he faced big decisions, he went alone to pray. And so while we form better prayer habits for 2017, isn't that great insight on prayer? I love D.L. Moody's quote. I'm going to say it again. We ought to see the face of God every morning before we see the face of man. I remember a time in my spiritual walk, and you can laugh, You know, when you become born again, you know, you drink milk. You're a baby, right? So I was just born again, a baby Christian, and going to my first Bible study as a born-again Christian. And one night, the subject was prayer. And this lady said to me, "Well, Paul, you can pray to God anytime. Pray to Him while you're working." And I said, "You can? Pray to Him while you're driving. Pray all day long if you like." Boy, was that a real eye-opener for me. I just thought we prayed at meals and at bedtime. Really, that's what I thought. I was 28 years old. Let's follow Jesus' example in Luke chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Jesus was a little busy. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. What did Jesus do when he was really busy? But Jesus often withdrew to a lonely places and prayed. That's Jesus' example that he sets for us. So in a while, we're going to go to God in prayer and commit as individuals and as a church to pray more. Why do we want to set a goal to pray more? This is a test. Why do we want to set a goal? Is anybody sleeping? Okay. There we go. Thank you, Wes. Grow closer to God. Okay, number two, another spiritual habit that I think we should consider making a commitment to God in 2017 is reading God's Word. You know, over the years, I'm a collector. I throw things in my Bible, and it seems to get heavier and heavier. So I'm going to set it down for now. How are you at reading God's Word daily? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says this: "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." I was supposed to say 2 Timothy 3, 16a. All Scripture is God-breathed. Colossians 3:16 says this: "Let the word of Christ..." 16a, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." 16a, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." What does that mean, dwell? Take it to heart? Soak it in? Paul tells us to be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says this: "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery." 18b says, "Instead, be filled with the Spirit." To do this, I believe Paul is telling us that we need to spend each day reading and meditating on the Bible, filling our minds and our hearts with the good things in God's Word. One of my favorite verses of the Bible is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy," what? "Think about such things." How can we think of what is pure? How can we think about what is right? By reading God's Word. By spending time with it. By talking about it with other people. By going to Bible studies and studying it. And sometimes just sit down and enjoy it. Read it for enjoyment. Read it, obey it, and meditate on it. And that's our next one. Boy, I'm running along fast here. Better slow down. It's funny, whenever you prepare something, is it going to last 10 minutes or is it going to last 45 minutes? But anyway, one more thing. It's one more for our spiritual habit for the new year. I would like to focus on making a commitment to God resolution this morning is practicing obedience. Practicing obedience. Making a habit of an obedience to God. And I think this is what God is talking to me about a little more in my quiet time. I believe it starts with experiencing, asking Him to come into your life and to change you and to ask for your forgiveness of sins. Confess your sins to Him. Proverbs 28:13 says this, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." Isn't that a good verse? Luis Palau says every morning he reads, there's 31 Proverbs, he reads a proverb every day. He's done that for years, he said. Since there's 31 days sometimes. That's pretty cool. Confess your sins to him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Another good verse is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17. "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." Think about this for a minute. Out of 1 John 1, 9 and Hebrews 10, 17. Think about this for a minute. God promises not only to forgive our sins, but also to forget them forever. Isn't that pretty cool? Doesn't that excite you? Ask Jesus into your life. Ask Him to forgive your sins and change you, and you'll change your destiny from hell to heaven. Wouldn't you want to obey a God that does that for you? Huh? You know, when we make a commitment to pray and read God's Word, you're going to fall more in love with Him. And want to, and desire to, obey Him out of love. When you love someone, don't you want to obey them? I love my wife, and I want to do good things for her, and I want to obey her. It's the same with the Lord. So can we make a commitment to God right now and continue on with making some more, you know, we could continue on for another hour here making commitments. But I want to keep it short and sweet. Make a small goal. And if you got paper and pen, just jot down a small spiritual goal you'd like to set for 2017. A small spiritual goal that you can set for 2017. Make a commitment to the Lord. Okay, let's review. What are we going to do as individuals and as a church in 2017? Number one, to pray more than we are right now. Number two, read God's Word more. Number three, obey. Pray more, read God's Word more, and obey. Can we do that as a church? All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for loving us the way you do and for what you've done for us. Thank you for Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your Word. Father, help us as a church body to talk to you more, to grow closer to you, Lord. Help us as a church body and as individuals to read your Word more, Lord, and to understand it clearly and to just grow closer to you and to love you more as we read your Word. And help us to be obedient to your Word, Lord. Lord, we just pray all that. We love you and we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.